Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering.
Off the top of the fence twice. Double doink.
Chicago folks don't like that.
They do not. Cody Parkey hit off one upright and then the next and no good.
Bummer.
Yeah.
This is Brewers 360.
All right, here's how it sounded when Andrew Vaughn came up.
First pitch. Breaking ball. Hit high.
No, Lane, no one is kidding you. Andrew Vaughn is just going to be the MVP this year, it would appear. Brewers 360, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting.
I guess the question I have, Josh, is when do we put the plaque up on the Wall of Honor?
It is a little ridiculous. Jeff Levering joins us for Brewers 360. Wow, what a ball game, Jeff.
Oh, it's always great, right? I mean, as Lane said, as I said on TV too, who wrote this script, right? I mean, no, you could have never dreamed of this when the Brewers traded for Andrew Vaughn and he was in AAA Charlotte with the White Sox organization. And then he comes over to Nashville after the trade for Aaron Civale and then comes up in July after the Rhys Hoskins injury. And I mean, he has put his name in there with some of the greats for what the 3 weeks have been like for him, especially in this ballpark in Milwaukee. It's been incredible what he's done.
Yeah, Jeff, when you look at the way that Andrew Vaughn has been able to be one of the many success stories that the Brewers have been able to have over the years, I don't think it's a fluke anymore. When people get traded to Milwaukee and they put their Brewers uniform on, something special usually happens.
Yeah, it is not a fluke, and I don't think it's been a fluke for a long time. There's something special that, pardon the pun, but something special that brews here in Milwaukee with when they bring people in, when they sign a new player, when they draft somebody and cultivate them through the system. There is a freedom with which these players play with within the organization. In my tenure, this is my 11th year, since 2016, it feels like everybody that they have touched has turned into gold. It's been really impressive what they've been able to do. And if you're on the other line talking to Matt Arnold or somebody, and he's asking about somebody, you kind of sit back as an opposing general manager, I bet, and go, oh, what does he know that we don't know? Because that guy's going to turn out to be something amazing. If we don't know it already, they're going to turn him into something.
It does make you wonder, given the success of Vaughn, and obviously they made that trade for Danny Jansen, the Appleton West High School alum, for a backup catcher opportunity. Obviously, we're a day before the trade deadline, so anything can happen, but it does make you think, okay, well, you don't need to swing for the fences, no pun intended, and go get the biggest fish out there. You can get some of these other folks, and it can do something for you.
Yeah, you don't have to go big game hunting, I don't think. And more than anything, and we've talked about this for the last couple of weeks, you don't want to do anything that might jeopardize what you have going in that clubhouse. This is the most connected group that I've been a part of in my time in the Milwaukee Brewers organization. And I think if you go person to person in that clubhouse, if they're going to go down, these are the guys they want to go down with. So if you're going to bring somebody in, they better fit in that clubhouse.
Don't you always say that, though? I mean, doesn't every clubhouse say that for the most part, at least publicly? Oh, no, I love these guys. These are my brothers.
No, I think they do for sure. But when you walk around that place, it just looks and feels different this season than other seasons for whatever reason. But I believe them, too. And you have to make the team better. If you're going to go make a move, the team has to get better. Can you go get a bullpen guy? Sure. I think that makes sense. But do you want to sacrifice the cost to go get one of the big fish, right? If you want to go get a big bat, is it worth the cost, especially with the Brewers being in the market that they're in?
Jeff, the Brewers now are the sole owners of the best record in baseball, exceeding a lot of people's expectations to start this year. I think the over-under was set at like 82 wins this year, so they're going to blow that out the waters. But it's all about postseason success, and we've seen these Brewer teams be really good during the regular season and not had a lot of success in the postseason, but these guys are playing in a lot of big games, and do you think that's really going to help them be ready, more prepared for the moments when they do reach the postseason?
Yeah, here's the hoping. I mean, you got to get there first, and hopefully, you know, nothing catastrophic happens in the next 2 months. But once you get there, you feel like you've played enough good games. And for the Brewers, they have the best record against teams over 500 this year in Major League Baseball. That's not a fluke either. They still have a lot of meat left on their schedule, too. But I do think that even though a lot of these players are younger, they haven't experienced postseason success, with the exception of Brandon Woodruff, Freddy Peralta, and Christian Yelich from the 2018 team. I still feel like that these guys are young enough and hungry enough that when push comes to shove and the lights get a little brighter, that they're going to be able to shine.
What's your level of concern over Jackson Churio, who pulled up a bit lame running in the third base yesterday?
Yeah, I'm hopelessly optimistic. They said it was a spasm rather than a strain or anything like that. In terms of hamstrings, you always have to be careful with those type of injuries. But I'm very, very optimistic that it's not going to be anything crazy. I doubt he's in the lineup today. There's an off day tomorrow, and then the Brewers travel to Washington, D.C. So hopefully he's back in there on Friday. But again, you're gonna err on the side of caution with Jackson Churio. It's too darn important to this team.
And it seemed like it was so long ago, Jeff, but the Brewers did drop 2 of 3 against the Marlins before this series started. How much more confidence do you think if they are able to sweep the Cubs, who came in and has had first place for a chunk of this season, if they're able to sweep them, what do you think that does in terms of the confidence department?
Well, I think their confidence is fine, and you know, Telly, the Marlins were one of the hottest teams in baseball, right up there with the Brewers here recently.
True.
2 out of 3 to the Marlins is not the end of the world.
Right.
Now, you lost 2 of 3 to the Rockies or to the White Sox or something like that, then maybe it's a different story. But all of those games against the Marlins were close for the most part. They just need to keep playing their brand of baseball. It doesn't really matter the opponent that they're playing. And, yeah, is it great to go win a series against the Cubs, which they've already done? Yes. Today is a gravy day and an opportunity to sweep them. That's huge. And if you can go out there and win the season series against the Cubs, really that's all that matters. You go win that season series, you go get home field advantage if you need to. And in terms of a division, that's the tiebreaker. So it's really important to go out there and continue to pile up those wins against the Cubs when you can.
I'm sure they'll fill up the place again today. Jeff, enjoy it. Thanks, pal.
You got it. Have a good one, guys.